We are here for our monthly podcast with Steve Burness, the executive director of the Better Business Bureau. And once a month, we're going to start doing these podcasts. There are so many scams out there, unfortunately. I know it keeps the BBB in business, but there's so many scams that you need to be aware of. I think once a month, Steve, we're going to sit down and maybe do the top three scams of the month that you're facing. And this is springtime. It's May. We're spring cleaning. What's the biggest, I guess, spring cleaning scam that people need to be on the lookout for?
Well, that's a good point. What happens in the spring is people come door to door. So you basically have the contractors that are basically cleaning your house and you want to get it ready for the spring. And they come over and they knock at your door and say they have this great deal. They can help you fix your house, take care of your waterproofing issues, look at your roof and things of that nature. Basically, you don't know who they are. They're door-to-door people. They're transient people that just go to neighborhood. Sometimes they change their names. They go into a Polish neighborhood, they change their name to a Polish name. They go into a Spanish neighborhood, they change it to a Spanish name. And basically, they're contractors. They're not contractors. They're not licensed. They don't have insurance. And they just try to get as much money from you as they can, and they may not come back again once you give them the money. So be very concerning about somebody knocks at your door at always. Yeah, I'm not saying they're bad businesses, but you got to find out about them. You just don't do business with somebody who knocks at your door, because if you're doing a legitimate business, you always want to get two or three estimates anyway.
Yeah.
And that's the key, is that when people come to your door, they want that rush. Oh, we'll fix it now. Or especially if there's a storm that happens, because if a storm happens, all the good contractors are taken.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody may be knee-deep in water in their basement, and somebody knocks at the door, I can help you.
Sure.
Or your roof may be leaking, we can fix your roof. Or even a driveway scam that your driveway needs fixing. We got this tar to help you out. We've been down the street. So
Yeah. You've
got to do your due diligence on them. But there's a lot of scammers going door to door, and people have to realize that. It's not only just contractors. It's college students coming door to door, selling you magazines,
Yeah. Knives,
whatever it may be.
And it's okay to ask for accreditation. It's okay to say, you know what, tell me about your business. Let me see, the papers that prove that you're legit.
Exactly.
You don't have to be afraid to ask for proof.
You don't have to be afraid to ask for proof, but do some homework on it. Do some research. I wouldn't do business with a company unless you check them out. Obviously, with the Better Business Bureau, and there's other sources,
mm-hmm.
but also get two or three bids. And that's the key. A lot of ripoffs happen when consumers don't take the necessary time to do their homework, find out about them, and are they truly a business? Do they have insurance? They may show you an insurance card, but there's no insurance card behind. There's no insurance behind it. So
Right. You've
got to do your homework and make sure that they're licensed and bonded. Because if they get hurt or somebody else gets hurt on a job that they hire, and if they're not insured and licensed, you know what? Those people are going to come after you as a homeowner.
Right, and get the proper building permits, everything you need from the village. Do you need to take out special insurance if you're having roofers, Steve, or if you're having people repaint your house?
No, it's usually your home insurance would cover that. The contractor has insurance, and your homeowner's insurance will cover that as well. But again, as always, always contact your insurance company with any questions you have and whether you have sufficient coverage for it. But most times, the contractor has insurance unless they're fraudulent or storm chaser and they don't have insurance.
It's the time of the year, too. A lot of kids packing up from college. They're coming home, moving back home. So parents typically want to hire movers. Or, again, it's a perfect time of the year if you're selling your home. A lot of people move in the spring. But there's a lot of risks you should be aware of when you call the movers.
Exactly. First, you got to make sure that they're actually truly a mover and licensed. A lot of times consumers don't check, and they realize that they're dealing with an unlicensed mover or rogue mover, as we like to put it. And sometimes some of these movers had bad records with the Better Business Bureau. They actually truly have complaints that really are disheartening to read. Sometimes there's bait and switch where they come in, they say, oh yeah, we can move you. And then they get there and then they switch the price on you.
Mm-hmm.
They hold your stuff hostage as well. Your merchandise either pay up or we're not going to, give your stuff to you. So you got to be very careful who you're doing business with. Again, do the homework on them. But again, a lot of people move in May. Is a big month for moving. That's where we see the lion's share of our complaints. Again, it's consumers dealing with disreputable businesses. Just do the checking. I mean,
Right. So
many times I've been doing this for 28 years and people don't do their homework and research. And that's usually when they get themselves into trouble, because we have a laundry list of organizations that have F rated with us, but they're still in business today. Which means that the consumers aren't checking, or they want to do business with a company that's substandard in some way. It's just amazing.
It seems so commonsensical. Research the company thoroughly, and you suggest get at least three written in-home estimates.
In-home estimates. I want them to come out, not just on the phone, because they can't weigh it or look at the weight of it as well, and then you don't want them to change it midstream on you. So come into your house and be obviously free of charge. And sometimes the people on the phone are telemarketing. So they're basically just acting as a middle person. So you're paying for that. And then they'll send somebody else out. So make sure you're dealing with somebody local and somebody that truly is licensed. if you're dealing with an unlicensed, mover, you can be in
some trouble.
Some trouble there as well. But again, if you make sure your homeowner's insurance covers it too, because it's not, if you, they break a TV or lose a TV, it's not, it's on weight.
Yeah.
It's not truly on the item itself. So
you're going to end up buying a brand new TV
exactly.
as well. I didn't realize, you should know your rights, and a lot of people might not realize you do have rights as a consumer. And research those, know those, or just ask. It never hurts to ask.
Never hurts to ask. But unfortunately, what the those people like that, they're scammers or they're bad business, they'll tell you anything. Right. So you got to be careful what they tell you in response to your question. So they, you say you have insurance. Well, let me see the insurance. Let me call the insurance company. So just don't people take people's word for gold. And that's sometimes you can't do that. You really have to do the research on them, and you have to follow up on them and check them out as well.
Yeah.
Because if they're a liar, if they're a con artist, they're going to be telling you anything you want to hear just to get the deal.
Right. It's better to find out ahead of time. That's exactly. what you always say, Steve. It's better to call first, and then otherwise you'll have a problem, and then
exactly.
by that time it might be too late to
right.
do anything.
That's my biggest frustration in my career has been consumers who call us and saying they had a problem with this XYZ company, and I've known about them for 28 years that they're bad, and they basically take advantage of everybody, but they don't call ahead of time. The Better Business Bureau is known as a complaint agency more so. Mm-hmm. We truly are an educational agency, giving the consumers, empowering the consumers to make a decision, giving additional information. So we're not saying we're the end-all, be-all. We're one of the steps that consumers should use as a tool in their arsenal, whether or not they want to do business with the company. Besides the Better Business Bureau, I always suggest put the company's name into the social media sites and put the word scam next to it and see what comes up.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's eye-opening, isn't it?
It is eye-opening. Consumers don't do that. They just, in their fast-paced society today, everybody's in a rush, everybody's in a hurry, nobody takes the time. But that's where the problems happen, because nobody takes the time to research them. A simple phone call to us or a simple, to our website, free of charge,
right.
can tell
three
you
three little letters, BBB.
BBB it. Before you buy or hire,
yeah.
BBB it. Not after. After is great,
.org,
too, as well.
I know that's seven, but
exactly, right.
but BBB, that's the best thing to do. And I know I want to talk to you, too, about it's also the time of the year, Steve, for prom. So,
right.
Kids they're doing more extravagant things than we ever did
right.
as kids. I mean, on the monetary level, hopefully.
Correct, of course.
Fingers crossed. But, yeah, buying limos, tickets to baseball games and things like that, but younger teenagers can be victims too.
Yeah, these kids are around the 17, 18 year old in that age group, and they think they know it all. So really what we're hearing the most this year is limos. What is a good limo company? Are they truly a limo company? Again, I hate to rehash this, but basically you got to check out, make sure they're licensed.
Right. Or party buses.
Party
I know
buses
they're big
as
now.
Well. Make sure they're licensed. They have insurance. If you get your money back, if you cancel. So many times people get two or three to see what, they don't realize when they sign it, they're signing a contract.
Yeah.
And most of its time is non-refundable. But again, just because they have a limo doesn't make them a limo company.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure they have insurance. You want to make sure their track record. You know how many complaints we every year. It's a perennial problem. We see come after the prom, you'll get the complaints. They stranded my daughter. They stranded my son, the group. They never came back. The guy was drunk. Whatever it may be, we have all this information, though. You need to contact the Better Business Bureau, but doing some research online about them in social media sites and obviously the search engines is a big way to find out about them.
How about tickets, too? I know you're always big on, obviously, make sure you get your tickets from a reputable source.
Right.
I know StubHub and some of the other ticket brokers might charge you extra convenient fees, but you know that they're legit tickets.
Exactly. They're ticket brokers, and they're licensed
right.
to do that as well. If you go to Craigslist mm-hmm. or in those sites or auction houses, you don't know who those people
or
are.
Corner.
Or the corner. It's the same thing. People think you're going to Craigslist, I'll just buy it because it's Craigslist. It's like walking down a dark alley and a stranger come up to you the same way. You don't know who that person is. Just because they're on Craigslist doesn't give them any more, credibility. You should obviously only deal with people you know and trust. And obviously, you're buying a ticket from somebody, you want to buy from a reputable ticket broker, licensed ticket broker. How many times? Every game, there's always going to be ticket brokers, fake tickets rather, that people sell. And the reason why, because it's so easy now, you print out your own tickets at home. In the old days, you had to wait for the tickets.
Sure.
Now you can print them out. So what they do, they just Xerox or say 100 copies instead of one. And they look authentic. They could be legitimate. And then you go there and you don't have any tickets. So again, there's all these people, the kids go, they go online, they say cheap tickets. And that's
sure.
the keywords that the scam artist buys. so that they will trigger it out. So if you need to find something for $100 regularly, all of a sudden it's $50, there's a reason behind it.
Right. If it's too good to be true.
Too good to be true, it usually is.
It usually is. Right. And we're talking about kids. And I say kids loosely, too. You know, teenagers coming home from college, looking for summer jobs. You got to be careful of that, too. I see a lot of these flyers. House painters will pay you, or you can go surf Twitter all day and make $1,000 a day.
Yeah, there's so many scams for college kids. Now there's babysitting scams. Actually, my daughter received one the other day. She wanted to get babysitting job. They said, we'll send you a check and payment in advance, and that you just have to wire us money in return. Again, my daughter obviously knew better not to do that. But again, people don't realize that. You're getting a check. You're depositing it in the bank, and in 3 days it clears. You think the check is good. Everybody thinks that 3 days. Well, the law states the bank has 30 days, the federal law. So they can come back to you on the 30th day and say, this check is fraudulent. You got to pay it back. So besides babysitting scams, there's other scams associated with college kids. Like you said, the house painters. Who are they?
Exactly.
You don't know anything about them. Will they be going through your drawers? Are they insured?
Yeah.
You don't know that. So you got to deal with reputable organizations that you know and trust. Just because they're a college kid doesn't make them a better candidate. And you want to make certain you want to help them out. But again, you want to protect yourself as a homeowner, especially in things of that nature. And again, the scam artists are also trolling the website. So the college kids are coming home from school. They're looking at websites for jobs, on legitimate websites. And scammers on that website, too, looking, too. So you have your email address. They have your resume. Guess what they do? They take it. They send you an email. We've got this great job for you. You know, you have to send us $100, or we need your credit card number first, things of that nature. So the scammers is going to take advantage of any matter. They follow the money. So whether it's a natural disaster, whether it's college kids coming over or people moving, scammers always follow the money. They wake up every day trying to figure a way to scam you. They're good. They're really good. Sometimes it's hard for us to find out who the scammer is. It's really, you can't tell. They look alike. I mean, you can't tell. They don't look any different.
And when you do a lot of things electronically now through the internet or over your computer, you don't see a face.
No, you know,
it's not a face-to-face meeting anymore where we used to have to go apply for a job.
Right.
They meet you, you go for an interview. Now so much of it is done online. You don't know who's scamming you.
Right, and it's quickly done because in the past, like you said, they had to mail letters out to scam you. Now they can send millions of emails in a second and see what happens. You know, they could do it quickly, and they only worry about the people that respond, and that's what they call suckers. So you got to be very careful online, especially because you don't know who they are. They can be in somewhere across the pond somewhere in a coffee shop stealing your identity pretty quickly and pretty easily. People fall for all sorts of scams. Yesterday, the federal agencies took action against psychic people, saying there were psychics. They were sending letters out to thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, saying they had this great information on how to win the lottery. This was all a scam, but people saw $10.
Oh, sure.
$20. Oh, yeah. Why not?
They see the payola.
Exactly.
They need the cash, and they fall for it.
Right. So consumers just really have to do their homework. I can't stress that enough. And if the offer seems good to be true, it usually is. Contact a Better Business Bureau, even if it's a stupid question. In your mind, it might be stupid. To us, it's not. If we can help you prevent you from losing your money or your mother's life savings, and we've seen that happen all the time.
Right.
Fake lotteries, you know, people lose their life savings because they have to pay in order to get the lottery. Just do your homework. A simple call.
Be proactive.
Proactive.
It's better
to
be proactive. Have a question that you might feel a little silly about. There's no stupid question,
as you said,
Steve. You know, BBB it.
Before you buy or hire, BBB it as well.
Thank you, Steve. Give the website one more time.
Again, it's BBB.org. And before you buy or hire, BBB it. Call us first before you have a problem, so this way we can help you prevent a problem.
Steve, thank you. We'll talk to you
My
in a
pleasure.
Few weeks.